Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. There are people who were asked this question. So, why did you change your last job, or why did you leave your last job? And you can see the veins bulging in their neck. You could sense the controlled rage or the hurt. All the sorts of things that you don't want to necessarily reveal come to the surface. And on this show, I spent a little time talking with you about how to answer this question and not seem like a lunatic, or not to seem like you were broken up with by a boyfriend or girlfriend. So I hope you find it helpful. And if you do, as always, I ask, please give No BS Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. And with that, let's get rolling. And I want to talk with you today about one of those tough interview questions that's designed to help you hang yourself. And the question is, ready? I'm going to get pompous on you. So, why did you leave your last job? Tell me the truth. Come on. They don't quite do that come on thing, but they do try to make it seem like this is your time to reveal intimate details of your life that are completely inappropriate to talk about in an interview, and they just want you to confess. Now, playing on that, the two scenarios. Number one is, if you got laid off, you're obviously not going to say, I was the least productive person in my organization, so it was easy for them to choose me. That's not the right answer, obviously, from your vantage point. From theirs, they go, okay, thank you very much. But in that situation, and again, there are two. In that situation, what you do is talk about an organization that was struggling financially, did across-the-board cuts, and unfortunately, based upon seniority, you were either A, the least experienced person, the most junior person in your department, or B, one of the more expensive people in the department, and they decided, quality of work be damned. They were just going to, they could take out one person and save the money out of your department, or three people, and they opted for the one. So that's one approach. Now, again, if you got laid off because you're the most junior, that's easy. They did a seniority approach. I was the most junior individual or in the organization or in that department, and it was unfortunately not an issue of the quality of my work, because my reviews were terrific. But, ultimately they chose me. Then, if you're in a situation where you were not laid off, where you had a choice, this is a subtle one. You want to kind of agonize. And again, remember, I believe in acting in the course of an interview. So you want to act like you're agonizing and going back in time to think about this. And you say something along the lines of, this was not an easy decision for me. I gotten frustrated because, they saw me as someone who could run this department, be very good as a programmer, whatever it is. And I don't want to sit in the same job for the next 25 years of my life. And it was real clear to me that was going to be the case where I was. So, after speaking with my manager and he being very clear that this was the plan for me, I decided, and notice how I hesitated there? It's the agony part of this. I decided that although I liked my job, although I liked the work I was doing, I liked the people, I was generally happy, I had to think longer term. And I started to go out on interviews, and organizations saw me very differently. They saw me as someone who had a huge upside, and it wasn't just that I was going to come in and do the same thing repetitively. Organizations spoke about how they would do career development for me and help me with my growth. So that becomes a different approach to the second scenario. When you weren't let go, when you had a rough situation, and you decided to look elsewhere. Using myself, for example, I left one firm at one point, and I was a top producer there, as you would expect. And one day I came to realize that I wasn't getting the support that I needed to do what I was, what I do. And management kept reducing tools, and I kept reaching into my own pocket to pay for them. And I paused and I asked myself, if I'm going to do that, and again, think of me as a salesperson, if I'm going to do that, why, if I'm going to be paying for a lot of this stuff myself, am I giving management such a large percentage of each sale that I do? So I decide to hang my own shingle out. So you notice, you know, what I'm doing is painting a situation with a story so it's understandable from the audience's standpoint. I'm not acting bitter in any way. I'm not acting harshly. I've just decided to explain it in a very forthright way. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com and join. That's my site with curated information that I've created, all my books and guides to job hunting, specific videos and podcasts and articles that I've developed that's going to help you find work more quickly. Whether you're trying to improve your resume, get more interviews, answer some of the tough questions that are asked on those interviews, or negotiate, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com has great information. Plus, you can ask me questions that will help you throughout your search. There's discounts on one-on-one coaching from me. If you join, I also give you discounts on resume critiques, LinkedIn profile critiques, a whole bunch of services, but you don't have to buy everything. Just join, ask me questions through the site. I'm very happy to help. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Again, hope you enjoyed today's show, and No BS Job Search Advice Radio is on daily with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. I hope you listen to the show every day, and hope you have a great day. Take care.